I step into an electric car here at UC Santa Barbara.
Okay, so use this vehicle.
Yeah, so this is our composting mobile. We use all electric vehicles here because our goal is zero waste.
Caitlin Haberlin, an environmental studies and archaeology double major, is one of about seven students who work for the Department of Public Worms. Yes, you heard that right. This department, known as DPW, is funded by a small student fee and dedicated to promoting environmental sustainability by, among other things, collecting food waste on campus and using worms to compost it in what's called vermicompost. So we're off to pick up food waste on campus. We arrive to the dining commons and make our way into the kitchen, where a designated green trash can is filled with scraps of food.
Good morning. Can I take it? Ready?
Oh, sure.
Haberlin rolls it outside, where she begins to sort the peeled cucumbers and carrots and pieces of lettuce and strawberries.
There's days where it smells like just totally rotten food, wear a mask, can't handle it. Then there's other days where it's just like, it's fresh salad, and it's like, it smells good. It smells like actual food that you'd want to eat.
She says she enjoys her job.
We're not just advocating for the environment, we're working for the environment. This is a job that's like very physically demanding, and we put our like blood and sweat into helping the planet, and it's very rewarding in that sense.
Now that the food waste has been collected, it's time to feed the worms.
So we feed them once a week, normally on Fridays, and we give them about 100 pounds for each bin.
Shane DeWeese, really an environmental studies major, is also a worm wrangler for DPW.
My parents gave me a pretty hard time when I got the job, and whenever I go home, they always ask me how playing with worm poop is. But while the title's funny and the job's kind of unique, it's a really good way to help UCSB.
He cares for tens of thousands of worms that live in two bins filled with compost as well as newspapers, which act as carbon to break down the food.
And the worms don't actually eat the food itself. They eat the bacteria that decomposes the food. And then all of this kind of like soily looking stuff is all the worm castings. And so that's just worm poop, and it's just really good fertilizer. You can add it straight into the soil, or you can do what we do and steep it in water for 24 hours and make a worm tea.
This worm tea is then used to feed citrus trees on campus, and the fruit from those trees is donated to the Associated Students Food Bank, which provides food to students who face financial difficulties. It's what's called a closed-loop system.
Keeping things on site, conserving our resources here, keeping it local, and getting students involved and connected to their food.
Marley Heininger, an environmental studies major, is the outreach coordinator for DPW. She says each year, students compost 18 tons of food waste from campus dining halls and family housing. While that sounds enormous, it's only a fraction of the amount of food waste generated on campus. Most of it is picked up by truck and driven to a composting facility in Santa Maria. However, DPW's on-campus composting is more environmentally friendly because it keeps carbon fuels out of the process.
We can potentially reduce this huge carbon pump that we're putting into the atmosphere in a short period of time, so we can make a really big difference by just altering a little bit of the trajectory of how we deal with our waste.
Heininger says whether it's on-campus or off-campus composting, it reduces climate change, and that's the goal. At UCSB, Deborah Green, KCLU News.